Third Space at Share Tefila is an arts center in Baltimore City. It's been open for a couple of years now, and I'm very pleased to be speaking about Third Space today by phone with Rabbi Jesse Dressen. Rabbi, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be speaking with you as well.
When exactly did Third Space open?
I started working on Third Space full time in January of 2024, and we opened our doors to the public the first week of June of the same year. So we are in the middle of our second program year.
This is in North Baltimore. The building is from the 1920s, I believe. It was an Orthodox synagogue for a long time, and I don't think you're having worship services there anymore.
You're right. This synagogue was founded as an Orthodox synagogue in 1921, and the building was built over the course of 6 years. It worked as one of the highlight synagogues in the Jewish community until Jews started to move to other neighborhoods in Baltimore. We are at 2001 Liberty Heights, which is at the corner of Liberty Heights and Occhinchali Terrace on the west side of Druid Hill Park, right across from where the zoo is.
And what kinds of events happen at Third Space?
Well, we like to call them happenings. My communications manager would really want me to say that in this conversation. So many things. We have tried to reactivate this space standing on the shoulders of what it was before, leaning into the timeless wisdom of Jewish tradition, maybe gleaning from some that is beyond it, and to really stand at the intersection of what is timeless from Jewish tradition and what is relevant for sort of 21st century Baltimore and beyond. That means we do book talks and we have concerts and film screenings. We celebrate holidays and connecting community along the rhythm of the Jewish holiday calendar, but also other dates that come up throughout the year that are important to us. And we're also trying to be a destination, not just for folks who want to connect to Jewish culture and to learning opportunities, but to also be relevant to the neighborhood in which we sit. We host the monthly neighborhood meeting for the Mondelman Neighborhood Improvement Association. We have been the gathering place for some of the policy work that's happening around the Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights.
And what's the origin of the name Third Space?
So sociologist Ray Oldenburg in the 1990s wrote about healthy societies requiring three places in which people build relationships. The first place is your private space, so your home or where you spend your sort of private time, personal time. The second being your place of productivity and contribution to society, most commonly known as work or school or the place where you sort of have deliverables that you are being required to meet. And the third being places where people come into proximity with one another and build relationships because of shared interests, common concerns, or proximity and geography. So that could be a park bench or a library or a coffee shop or in our case, a 100-year-old synagogue.
This is Third Space at Share Tefila, offering a variety of happenings. They're located at Liberty Heights and Occhinchali Terrace in Baltimore City. And Rabbi Jesse, could I have a phone number and a website, please, for more information?
Well, our website is Third Space, ST, like Share Tefila, .org. And our landline is 410-581-5022.
I've been speaking with Rabbi Jesse Dressen about Third Space at Share Tefila today. Rabbi, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much, and hope to see you at Third Space soon.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.